Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continues his two-day visit to South America with a stop in Brazil today. NPR's Philip Reeves reports Pompeo is expected to meet with Venezuelans there who fled their country amid political turmoil.
After visiting Suriname and Guyana, Pompeo heads for Brazil and the northern city of Boa Vista. He'll drop into a center there for Venezuelans who fled chaos back home. And he'll also meet Brazil's foreign minister. The two men are expected to discuss how to reboot flagging U.S.-led efforts to unseat Nicolas Maduro. So far, Maduro survived U.S. sanctions, economic meltdown, and a pandemic. A U.N. human rights report this week accuses him of crimes against humanity. Now he's trying to consolidate power and divide his opponents by holding parliamentary elections in December that Washington says are already rigged. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is also weighing in on the Trump administration's decision to block all U.S. downloads of the Chinese-owned app TikTok, as well as transactions on WeChat starting on Sunday. Speaking to reporters while traveling in Guyana, Pompeo reiterated that the apps pose a threat to national security.
Our goals are really very straightforward: protecting American information and data from ending up in the hands of the Chinese Communist Party.
Today's announcement from the Commerce Department comes ahead of a November deadline for the video sharing app TikTok to sell its U.S. business interests to an American company or face a ban. 6 months after Breonna Taylor was fatally shot by police in her home, the city of Louisville, Kentucky this week announced a $12 million settlement package with her family. But as NPR's Amy Held reports, Taylor's mother says the fight for justice is far from over.
The settlement includes reforms, like giving police housing credits to live in the neighborhoods where they work. Breonna Taylor's mother, Tamika Palmer, tells NPR that will enable officers to get to know the community.
Had we had those practices in play already, a lot of things could have been avoided that happened with Breonna.
The settlement also makes search warrants harder to come by. Breonna Taylor was killed after police using a no-knock warrant entered her apartment and exchanged gunfire with her boyfriend. Palmer tells NPR that the civil agreement is just the start of an ongoing struggle.
Continuing to fight for criminal charges.
For months, protesters have been calling for the officers involved in Breonna Taylor's death to be arrested. Amy Held, NPR News.
The White House says the federal government will spend close to $13 billion to help rebuild Puerto Rico 3 years after Hurricane Maria. The funding will allow the U.S. territory to make extensive repairs to its power grid. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 177 points. This is NPR News. Historic peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban have paused for Friday, a holy day for Muslims. NPR's Dia Hadid reports negotiations are set to resume tomorrow.
The talks began last Saturday in the Gulf state of Qatar with an ambitious goal: to end 4 decades of continuous war in Afghanistan by hammering out an agreement that would pave the way for the government to share power with the Taliban. But negotiators first have to figure out the contours of the talks, where they'll meet, how often, and what the agenda will be. Officials from both sides say after the Friday pause, they'll go back to trying to figure out those key details. The talks were meant to take place in March, just days after the US signed a deal with the Taliban that will see most foreign forces withdraw by next April. But they were delayed over months of wrangling over a prisoner exchange. But now some observers say they're cautiously optimistic about how the first round is going. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
The European Commission says it's reached an agreement to secure millions of doses of a potential coronavirus vaccine. The deal was reached today with pharmaceutical companies Sanofi and GlaxoSmithKline. European Commission spokesman Stefan de Keersmaeker says some of a reserved quota of vaccine shots could be donated to nations in need.
Member states may donate reserved doses to lower and middle income countries, showing again our global commitment in the search for a vaccine which should be available to all.
The companies are aiming to have the vaccine available by the second half of next year. This is NPR News.